National Broadcasting Company presents The Little Matchmaker, featuring Sheldon Leonard as Mr. Bucci, the organ grinder, and Esther Paiva as Pancho, the janitor. And starring Chico Marx.
I am Pancho, a janitor here in New York, and Chico Rovelli is my good friend. I like Chico, because when I don't know something, I always ask him, and he gives me very good answers. Like this morning, I asked him, "Hey, Chico, I read all this stuff about flying saucers. How come I never see any?"
"You get married, you see plenty of flying saucers."
"You see? Now Chico is a smart man. He's a marriage broker, you know. That's why they call him the little matchmaker. My boss, the landlord, wants me to kick him out for not paying his rent. Right now, he's down on the street trying to borrow some money."
"Ah, my good friends, Mr. Bucci and the Conrad."
"Hello, Mr. Rovelli." "Hey, Conrad, say hello to Mr. Rovelli. Come on."
"That monkey always sounds like he's a man."
No, Conrad's not mad. He's a very good monkey."
"Hey, you think he like me?"
"Conrad says he likes you because you look like his brother."
"That's a nice."
"Conrad says that we have to be on our way."
"Hey, just some notes.
What?
I wanted Conrad to help me out. You see, I'm going to get thrown out of my office if I don't pay the rent."
"Well, how much money do you need?"
$36.
"He will be pleased to give you the money. Have to charge you a little interest."
"How much interest?"
"He says because you're a friend of his family, he'll go easy on you. 15%.
15%?
Mm-hmm.
He can't charge you no more than 6%.
"There is nothing in the law that specifies how much a monkey can charge."
Okay. "I pay the 15% for year's interest."
"I'm sorry, that's 15% a day."
All right. "I take the money for 1 week. How much a crooked interest you going to charge?"
"Conrad says the interest will be $87.36.
"Hey, figures awful fast, don't he?"
"All right, then give me the money."
"My friend here says that before any money passes, you will be required to fill out a financial statement, so I'll just ask you a few questions. And if you lie, of course, Conrad can have you thrown into jail."
"Well, I understand. He's got to protect himself."
"Yeah, sure. Now, how much money do you have in a bank?"
"Nothing."
"You own anything at all?"
"I own the suit I got on."
"That's no suit. That's a dust rag with sleeves."
"I got my piano."
"Oh, piano. That's good. Conrad always wanted a piano."
"Hey, he charging me 15% an hour and a mortgage on my piano, too."
"Huh? Okay. He wants to know if you carry any life insurance. In case something happens to you, you know, in case somebody might kill you, and then poor Conrad, he would lose all his money."
"Who's going to kill me?"
"Well, nobody if you pay up on time."
"All right, you come up to my office and I give you my insurance policy."
"Conrad says that'll be satisfactory, so here's your money. And we are very happy indeed to help an old friend. Come on, Conrad."
"Hello, Pancho. This is Chico. I'm in my office. Look what I got in my hand. It's the money for the rent. Tell your boss you don't have to throw me out." "What? Sure, come up and get it. I gotta hang up. Somebody just come in. Goodbye." "Hello, mister. How are you this morning?"
"I am Finney."
"How do you do, Mr. Finney?"
No. I feel Finney. F-I-N-E. Finney.
"Hey, you talk funny, Finney. What do you want?"
My sister is going to sue you for $36. She got a husband from you and he ran away.
Hey, I no guarantee of the husbands.
She wants her money in me die ain't lie.
You talk a funny English.
I speak exactly as words are spelled. For example, if I say I am hungry and I would like something to eat, maybe a dish of soup. You understand what I want?
Soup. Sure, you want some soup.
No. Soup. Such as chicken soup. Or split pea. Or vegetable soup.
Oh, I know. You better go.
As soon as you return the money my sister gave you when she married that butcher.
Butcher? What's that?
Butcher. He runs the butcher shop. He sells all kinds of meat. Sirloin steak, lambie kahops, Groand Rowan. Yes. From Groand Rowan, you make hamburgers.
I thought you make a hamburgers from ground around.
That's what I said. Groand Rowan.
Hey, you're driving me crazy with this report. I don't want no trouble with the law. Here's the money.
See, thank you.
Hey, just a minute. What's your sister's name?
Sister? I have no sister. Going by me.
What do you know? I got swindled by a dirty crook. Crook.
Hello, Chico.
Hello, Pancho.
Well, you got it?
No.
You had it?
Yes.
You lost it?
No, somebody steal it.
That's too bad.
You throw me out, huh?
Yeah.
I pack up my satchel.
That's too bad.
I guess I'm just a bum.
That's right.
The little matchmaker's bankrupted.
Hey, somebody is coming.
Mr. Avelli.
Mr. Pietro.
Well, I think I go.
Hey, Pancho. Eh? Just a minute. This is my friend, Mr. Pietro. Mr. Pietro, this is my friend, the Pancho.
Mr. Pancho, I love you because you're friend of Mr. Avelli.
I go before you kiss me.
Mr. Avelli, you know why I'm here?
You're in trouble and you need some money.
No. I bring you some money.
How much?
How much you want, baby?
You got a $36?
This is a chicken feed.
All right, I'm your chicken.
Here's your money, my friend. Here, take it. I'm so happy I'm going to cry.
Why you cry?
Because I now pay you for my marriage with my wife, remember?
That's right. When I make the match, you was a broke.
Now I got plenty of money. And today, my wife and me, we have a little bumpy. Beautiful baby. And all on a car to you.
Hey, I got nothing to do with that, baby.
I'm so happy.
All right. Stop crying a minute. I got to make telephone calls.
Take your charge.
Hello, Pancho. This is Chico. Look, I got it. Come up and get it. Huh? No, don't worry. Nobody take it away this time. Goodbye. I just called the janitor. Come after the rent. The money you paid me saved my life.
I saved your life? I'm so happy I could cry.
If you could sing with that cry, you could make $1,000,000.
Mr. Avelli, you know what we're going to name the baby?
Sure, Johnny Ray.
No. We're going to name him after somebody we love. What do you think the name will be?
I like Ike.
No.